Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Adorn Podcast. This is episode 133, and we're continuing our study in 1 Peter.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the Adorned Podcast. We're your hosts, Erin and Casey. We would love for you to come join us each week as we discuss what it means to be made beautiful by God's Word. Whether you are a college student walking to class, a mom folding laundry during nap time, or a boss babe sitting in rush hour traffic, we hope that we can encourage and inspire you to pursue a deeper understanding of the Bible. I know you like to go on dates with your husband, yes. Not just random men.
Yeah, I know you like to go on dates.
What has been your favorite date as of recently? What have y'all done that's been really fun?
We went, the other day was really fun. We went to, there's a place called Austin Boulder and Company. It's like indoor rock climbing.
Yeah.
So that was super fun. We hadn't done that in a long time. And then now, right in the same building is Austin East Ciders, which is a cider company. If you don't believe in drinking alcohol, you can cover your ears, but they do like cider tasting. And so, and they had seltzers and stuff, and they had a bunch of games. So we like sat on the patio and sipped cider and played Battleship, which is Taylor's favorite game. So it was
That's just like South
so fun.
Congress area, right?
No. Yeah. It's off airport.
Yes. Yeah, that's like where I'm talking about. Yeah. South Austin. Yeah. Awesome.
It was really fun.
That's so fun.
Yeah. What
so
about fun. You?
So we went to a new restaurant on the east side of Austin, and it's a pizza place. I've already told you about it because they have gluten-free vegan stuff.
Yes.
We are not gluten-free or vegan, but Erin kind of is. She's not vegan, but she can't have cheese, so you know. They also have vegan soft serve, but it's just such a cute little place. They have like... It's kind of a school motif.
Oh.
So like their menus are on notebook paper.
That's cute.
And they have little like 80s toys all around, like an old Nintendo or an Atari and like little figurines and like totally stuff.
What's
from our, it's called Swift Pizza Company.
Okay.
And it is delicious pizza. The pizza is so good. They have a really good happy hour where the appetizers and a few of the pizzas are like really, really cheap. The silverware is like this iridescent, like metallic. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Like it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so we went there and then we went and hung out outside once it got cool enough because right now it's that awful time of the year where you have to wait till dark to do anything. We went and to one of our favorite little like coffee shop, brewery combos and hung out there for a few hours. And I just love date nights that are like that, where we just talk for hours and it's just a sweet time and you look down and you don't even realize how late it is because you're just having so much fun and the connection and so that was a lot of fun. And then we took our girls back to that pizza place the next weekend and they really liked it. So we like discovering new places.
Try it.
Y'all should come to Austin. Now you've heard of two really cool places in Austin. So y'all should come.
There you go.
Come visit us. Okay, so let's dive in.
Well, before we dive
in. That's what I was going to say. Why don't you kind of tell us like where we're picking up here?
So if you've noticed in the homework, verse 13 starts with the word therefore. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this is like just some ingrained in me old school church thing, but you can't really start the study of somewhere, some, a verse that starts with therefore, because it won't make any sense.
Right.
If you don't,
right.
You have to ask,
therefore
what's the
what?
therefore?
Yep.
And so we need to remind ourselves that we're jumping in the middle of a letter, right? You can't just start with a random verse.
Right.
So we need to think about what we talked about last week, what we talked about the week before, the context and all of that. And so last week we spent a lot of time talking about our future inheritance, and that's what we're called to keep our eyes on, and that we have that inheritance because of God's mercy and through the blood of Jesus. And so we need to keep that in mind when we talk about everything we're going to talk about today, because what we talk about today is going to be what our response is based off that future inheritance and how that affects how we live here and now. And this is going to be a good chunk of the rest of the letter, is explaining to us how that future inheritance and how the gospel and what Jesus did on the cross affects not only us, but how it affects how we relate to others in our work, in our homes, in our marriages, and all of those things. We'll dive into those as the weeks go on, but we have to ground ourselves in the first few verses that we talked about the last couple weeks. And Peter will weave those gospel reminders back in as we go, but it gives us kind of an idea, big picture. We're now talking about how this affects our here and now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So verse 13 says, therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yes. And in this, we hear a lot of, here I am with my good English grammar again. Imperatives? Is imperatives
yeah.
when like,
yeah,
like
that's commands a command.
Almost? Uh-huh. Yeah. yeah. So we good hear him job. Say prepare. We hear him say be. We hear him say set. And so these are like active action words. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. this is why, again, it's so important for us to remember that this is all in response to what Christ has done. This is not right. in order to earn us salvation, because we talked a lot about the word salvation last week, which was given to us through the blood of Jesus because of God's great mercy. And mm-hmm. so you got to remind yourself of that as yes. we get into further weeks and we talk yeah. about marriage and we talk about work and we talk about all of these holy living and these things. We have to remind ourselves constantly that this is not something we do to earn God's love right. or favor. It's this a is response. Done in response.
Right.
And so these words like prepare, set, be, do remind us so that we don't just put our faith in Jesus and are given salvation and then wait mm-hmm. passively until we get to heaven. Right? These are calls to us and how we are to live until that day that we do go into heaven or called, you know, called up, however, whatever happens, whatever comes first. But one thing I've heard from Francis Chan that I think is something I've kind of hung on to, and he says that we're to err on the side of action because a lot of times we'll take verses like be still, which is important. Don't hear me wrong here, but we can often take things and say, oh, well, we're just supposed to kind of wait and live this like very calm. Yeah.